Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the East Dock Platform 2019, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Mikael Opstrup. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
And Mikael, you're a veteran documentary mentor, head of production at X-Oriented Film here at this East Dock Platform. And among other things as well, you're head of studies at the European Documentary Network. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not head of production here. It's a minor detail, but I'm one of the tutors who is there all the time.
All right. You've been here actually for a few years. Right.
I think I've been here for 10 years now.
Right, and there's so much that we could discuss in this interview, and obviously time is short, so we'll try and keep this as compact as possible, and hopefully have a lot of information in here for anyone who's listening. A lot of our listeners want to be filmmakers and may not know a lot about filmmaking or even how to get your film financed and such, so on and so forth. You have just finished a lecture, as we speak, as this interview is being recorded, that was sort of on the topic of pitching. Is that correct?
That's right. The documentary environment is very, very well organized. There's like 40, 50 pitching sessions all over Europe every year. And what happens there is that a director and a producer that has a project that is in development, it hasn't gone into production yet. They need some financing to get to produce the film, of course. So they go to these pitching sessions, they present their films at this very early stage, usually they have some visual to show, or they actually always have some visual to show, and then they present it to broadcasters, film commissioners from film funds, sales agents, etc., and have a discussion about it. And the purpose is, of course, to get these people with money involved in the film so that they can get money to finance the film.
Now, in your experience of sort of mentoring people through this specific process, what would you say is the thing that filmmakers who are trying to get their film financed worry the most about, and maybe some of the ways in which they can overcome those worries?
I think they worry the most about that usually when they go and present the films, they don't know yet how it will evolve. That's the nature of documentary film. I mean, that is what documentary film is, that you follow something while it happens. So, of course, you don't know what will happen. You may have chosen the main character that is very, very interesting. You're going to follow him or her over a year, and, of course, you don't know what happens. I think that's what worries them the most, that they are expected to present a film as clearly as possible where they don't know what will happen.
Yeah.
That's difficult.
How do you sort of overcome that? What's the sort of antidote to that?
The way you usually try to overcome it is that you try to find the essence of your film. And that essence should hopefully hold something that will make the characters need to act.
Yeah.
It's just as in fiction. You have a wonderful life. Something happens that destroys your life. You got to do something about it.
Right.
My wife leaves me. I got to do something about it. Mm. So in a documentary, you don't know what I will do about it, but you know I have to do something about it,
yeah.
Right? And that's what you try to do in these pretty early stages of the film when you go pitching. It's early because you want the money to do the film. You try to find this point of drama. You don't know what will happen, but you know that something will happen.
Perhaps another way in which filmmakers may be caught out, or even the industry itself, may be a challenge to sort of keep up with changes that happen or occur in this process. I'm sure that technology has had an impact, for instance, in the way in which the pitching process occurs, or even the way films get financed. Do you find that that's true?
Yeah, it's two different things. Absolutely, what happened technically has changed the process of filmmaking radically. You know, in the film days, you might have like 4 or 5 hours when you got to the editing room. Now you have 200 hours. And there's also a tendency to, I don't quite know what my story is, let me just start shooting and then I hope I will find out, which you would never do earlier. So that's what technology has done to the production process. In terms of financing, the crisis for public broadcasting is maybe the most important factor. If you go 10 years back. In Europe, public broadcasting were like, in most countries, 70, 80, 90% of your financing. All countries have had radical budget cuts, the broadcasters, the public broadcasters, and at the same time, they're broadcasting so much more hours. We all know that. that 20 years ago there was one channel in Denmark, now we have 10 on a reduced budget. So the financing situation has changed a lot. When I used to be a producer, when I produced 5-10 years ago, it would take me between 1 or 2 years to finance an international documentary. Now it takes 2 or 3 years.
Right.
So it has changed.
But exactly. Speaking of the channels, some of them are thematic, so they actually only are dedicated and focused to documentaries, producing their own, but also broadcasting ones that they didn't necessarily finance themselves. But as far as Europe is concerned, you would say that there is a good structure in place, let's say, for the documentary film world.
It's very well structured. It's only that the money are less. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's why pitching sessions were invented 25 years ago, that you had all these people who needed films and you had all these people who needed financing. And then someone came up with this excellent idea, why don't we bring them together? And that works so well. So now, as I said, it's like 40 or 50 over a year in Europe. So it's very, very well organized.
Right.
That's just too little money.
Right. Let's bring it back to this year's ESTOP platform. As I mentioned in the introduction, you're doing quite a lot of things. You're involved. You even if you're not necessarily doing a lecture or something like that, you're also here talking to other people because it's a community coming together and at events like these, especially here at ESTOP platform. Would you maybe give our listeners a little bit of an overview of what your activities are working with participants who are here accredited?
Most of the participants... by the end of the day, in 5 days, we will have 21 projects that are pitched to a lot of decision makers. So before that, what we're going to do is that we're going to discuss their projects. Most of those who are here have already been involved in 2 other sessions throughout a year. So this is their 3rd session. So for them, it's sort of the conclusion of that year-long development where we have developed their projects together. Others of those who are here only come here for the event. So this event is very much focused on the fact that they will be pitching.
Right.
So we're discussing their trailers, we're discussing their verbal presentations, etc., etc. That's the main focus here. And that we do in 4 days, then they will pitch, and then they will have meeting with decision makers. So that's what happens.
That's going to happen at the end of the event, on the last day. There's going to be 20, how many?
21 projects are going to be. The format is that they all come up and present their project one after another.
Yeah.
They have 8 minutes. Everybody listens. Then the next one comes.
Right.
The presentations are back to back.
Okay.
And then after that, they go out to tables and have discussions with the decision makers.
Right.
And then hopefully they find each other and the decision maker decides to get involved in the film.
So they will be pitching their project to an audience of professionals. Obviously.
Yeah. It's an audience of broadcasters, film funds, sales agents, fellow producers who might be interested in getting involved in the production as a co-producer. That's the 4 major professions that are here that I call decision makers altogether.
Interesting. Okay, so as we run out of time, I would like to just end our interview by asking you maybe a broader question in a sense about the documentary form and particularly the current documentary landscape. Thematically, as sort of an expert in the field, let's say, have you noticed any trends or any particular interests as of late that filmmakers or ideas that filmmakers are eager to explore through the documentary form?
Since we are here in Eastern Europe, in the beginning when the wall fell and the Eastern Europe, and you know that everything fell, the broadcaster, the film funds, everything, the film schools, there was nothing. So they were on stone ground. So they came to the West to get their film financed. A lot of the films at those times were films about how it was to live in the East in communist times. And that is still a strong tendency here in this part of the world. You see quite a lot of those film stills that goes back. Then I would say that if we take the bigger perspective, let's say 20 years, you would hardly see any films, any personal films 20 years ago. You see it a lot now. Films about yourself, about the director, his or her story or, you know, whatever. So it's very often now that the directors are part of the story and you never saw that beforehand. And then there's always the political films. over the last 10 years, you would never come to a pitching forum without a film about refugees, or probably more. So that the bigger subjects or themes, whatever, in politics, always makes their way into documentary, of course.
Fascinating talking with you. It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure for me.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.